Okay, well, let's get started. We're a couple minutes after 3:30. So first off, let me apologize for on very short notice asking for a delay. I appreciate the flexibility everybody's shown in accommodating that. Again, my apologies. So, you know, this group came together originally just as point people on the various threads of the internet governance dialogue flowing out of Buenos Aires, and I think served that function relatively well, just to exchange information and make sure that we as a CCNSO community were sort of keeping up to speed on all the different threads. Subsequent to Singapore, and even probably just prior to that, you know, I think this group is in the process of morphing into something different. And coming out of the Singapore meeting, there was a resolution to have Becky and Keith and I at least try to work as a very small group to help potentially shape or at least stick handle the formulation of a broader group or an ongoing group that was actually going to be tasked with dealing with the IANA transition issues from a CCNSO perspective. And, you know, I think as there was conversation in Singapore, this group, this ad hoc group, is probably the likely recipient of those responsibilities. And, of course, you know, we will also, I guess, open up any potential working group that's formed here to others within the community. And that's essentially where I see us heading at this juncture. Is that consistent with what people are thinking coming out of the Singapore meeting? And I will, as you formulate your thoughts on that, I will also update you on the fact that Keith and Becky and I have had a couple of calls as we try to, you know, at least take a couple of steps towards shaping the dialogue, or at least helping to provide some input to get it to a point where people can start actually having constructive discussion. In the interim, of course, ICANN has put out their initial proposal for process. Hopefully you've all read it. If you haven't, I encourage you to do so. And one of the things that we noted there is, you know, there's an interesting lack of participation by what we've been calling sort of the directly affected parties, and that's registry operators in particular, both from the G and the CC space. And as such, given the May 8th deadline to have some input into the initial process consultation, Keith and Becky and I thought it would be very important for the CC community to be able to have some initial input there. Given the timelines, it makes it very difficult to go through a, you know, standard CCNSO process to get the entire community involved in it. So our initial thinking is that at least to begin with, because there will be another round of input available after the May 8th deadline, that if the CCNSO Council could come to conclusion in short order on a statement or an input into that process based on the statement that we provided to the public forum, that was something that was generally agreed to by the CCNSO, and that we would build, in a sense, on that as we spoke to the process. We wouldn't frame it as a CCNSO statement. We would frame it as a council statement, so people wouldn't feel that they'd been signed up to something that they didn't participate in. But it would then also give individual operators the ability to either pylon to the statement itself, or take what worked for them and create their own submissions. And I know that Becky has taken an initial stab at drafting something that I think we'll put in front of the council in the coming call. So I know that's probably a lot to digest right at the moment, but I just wanted to bring you up to speed, given it's been, you know, there's been a fair amount of activity, you know, outside of our specific ecosystem that is definitely changing the landscape sort of under our feet. So that's a quick debrief on where I'm coming from, but I'd like your thoughts on if that's making sense, if there are any holes in that thinking, questions, concerns.
Hi, Byron. This is Bart. I just want to let you know I'm on the call as well.
Hi, Bart. Welcome.
Byron, it's Debbie here.
Hi, Debbie.
I think it makes perfect sense. I suppose one question is, have the three of you given some thought to how the CCNSO might best get out to CCs that aren't actually members of the CCNSO to try and capture their views on all this as well?
We haven't particularly discussed that subject, and Becky's on the call here, so she can chime in too anytime. Certainly, my expectation, having not really had that as subject matter in the conversations with Keith and Becky, is that flowing from Singapore, we spoke pretty specifically to what we're doing is germane to the CCNSO. But certainly the expectation is that that is more or less as a catalytic role that we hope and want the respective ROs to be engaged with us, as partners with us, because they probably have better and more direct access to the folks, to the operators who are not CCNSO members. And certainly our hope is that outreach would be happening there at the RO level. But I don't have a prescribed notion at this juncture of how outreach to non-CCNSO members should happen. I certainly welcome input from ROs and others on that.
I mean, you know, the only thing I think that we could do other than going out to the regional organizations would be, you know, to use the IANA list for CCs who don't participate, but I don't know how good the lists are in terms of getting you to the people that you actually need to be in touch with.
Byron, this is Bart. Say during the Singapore meeting, I had, or say with Alan and others, we had a discussion on how to map all the CCs. One of the things that is still on the to-do list, and probably it's easy to involve the regional organizations as well, is to map, say, you got the basics is the IANA list. We know who the members are of the CCNSO, and we know who the members of the regional organizations are. That, so we create a kind of master list of the CCs and where they are member of, and so you end up with a small group of CCs who are not involved in any of these in the regional organizations and or the CCNSO. And probably it's we can do that in 1 or 2 weeks. Then share
I'm sorry,
it with this group.
I'm sorry, it's Katrina here. Today I just sent to Byron, Keith, you, Bart, Christina, and Gabby, an Excel file. I compiled the list, and with help of Gabby, we actually mapped everything, who are members of CCNSO, which CCCODs are members of which region organization, and if they are on a CCCOD community mailing list, which is run by CCNSO. So if you check your mailbox, there's email from me and there's Excel file. So you can see actually which CCCODs are not not unreachable at the moment.
Yeah, and it's more that you have a list of, we'll say, CECs in the IANA database, and then map it against this list as well.
Well, I went through the IANA database, so I have to admit I didn't take IDN CCTLD, but all two letters CCTLDs should be on the list. So, since I did it manually, perhaps I skipped some, but if you check the list, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, so that's a great start. Thank you very much.
This is Matthew. Hi.
Pardon me.
Yes, this is Matthew speaking.
Hi, Matthew. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm sorry if it steps a little bit back into the discussion, but I did not attend Singapore. I had some reports. But I'm feeling a little bit lost in the process here between the group you're forming, Byron, Becky, and Keith, and the way you're seeing our restricted group here and the rest of the community. Could you remind me exactly the scope of what the council asked you, Becky, and Keith to do, and what kind of contribution you're expecting from us?
Sure. So the council approved that Becky, Keith, and I, because events were moving quickly, would simply take an initial role in trying to shape or organize a potential working group, and just at least for the very for this moment, at least try to shepherd the process until such time as a, what am I going to call a more fulsome, legitimate working group was able to take shape. And there was discussion at that point that this ad hoc group that's on the phone right now, which initially had simply been tasked with being point people on the various threads of the Internet governance debate, would be an appropriate initial group to probably seed a working group, but of course it would then, there would be a call beyond that.
If it's seeding a group, then the mandate is about drafting a charter, right?
Pardon me? I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out from me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, must be my connection. If we are in a process to seed an upcoming group, then we should be focusing on how we are chartering the scope and working methods of a future working group, right?
Yes, I would expect that we would have to do, or it would have to do, a charter in short order. I'm only bringing people up to speed on where I see where we're at right now, but certainly in very short amount of time, if this is to be the case, then without a doubt, a charter would be one of the initial steps that would have to take place. Absolutely. That, which you're absolutely right, I think is separate and distinct from being able to deliver a statement from the CCNSO Council before the May 8th deadline. So the two, in a sense, two separate issues, though obviously there's some linkage between the two of them. Does that make sense, Mathieu?
Yeah, I think it's important to stress that it's two different things. And regarding what you were saying in terms of this ad hoc group being helping out with the preparation of the working group, I'm obviously very keen to contribute to this. But I think it's worthwhile that we keep this group as a way to liaise between the different initiatives and not forget this aspect of the working group right now, as it is now as branded IGRG or something like this. Because it's two different tracks.
Yes. I agree.
Byron, do you mind? What you will see, and so I think Christina posted, the small coordination group is just focusing on Guyana transition. There is a clear purpose of statements which you can find under under the web page of this group. You see some information there as well. And say this ad hoc group, as we have right now on the call, is moving forward with all the other initiatives.
Right.
And again, this group has its own, as a base, as a base, one of its objectives is to inform the community of what's going on. And for that purpose, you see the web page as well. And there is no time limit to this particular ad hoc group. It's just in order to keep people and facilitate the interaction between the CCs and these different internet governance initiatives.
Just to be clear, there's no intent that this small ad hoc group is meant to substitute for a fully formed working group open to all CCNSO members with a specific charter. That's not the case at all. What I'm putting forward is, here's the lay of the land. We have some steps that we're going to need to take to get to that point, and this group has its own purpose. Of course, it's very much related and partially overlapping to what a coming working group would do. And in a sense, that's all Becky and Keith and I were trying to do, is to keep the process moving until such time as that happens, which is going to be part of the council call tomorrow. So that's all that's happening. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page on that, to also get feedback as we move down this track. You know, the people on this call are people who are interested and participating in various ways, and to make sure that this is an appropriate trajectory that we're on, and also just to, update folks on the fact that given the short timelines here, you know, some of us are about to head to Brazil. We have a very short amount of time and then after that, and then any input that we as a CC NSO community want to make into the ICANN process is suddenly upon us May 8th. And that's why I know Becky has gone away and taken a stab, an initial draft on a potential statement, or at least, you know, done the heavy lifting on some content that can go to the CCNSO Council for consideration. That's where we're at. That's it.
Yeah, that's, it was just a first cut based on statement that the CCNSO made, or the council it made in Singapore on the IANA transition, plus some other positions that the CCNSO has taken publicly before, including in the IANA functions contract context.
Hi, Byron, Becky.
This is Matthew.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Matthew. No, sorry, you go ahead.
Okay.
Matthew and then Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Carolina. It's a bit difficult to comment on a document that's obviously still under drafting conditions, and we haven't seen. But I have actually one question about the content of this potential comment from the City and Social Council, and this is related to the controversy about the scope of the consultation that has been launched by ICANN. As you know, a number of stakeholders are challenging the assumption that the scope, that the restriction of scope that has been taken by ICANN.
Yeah.
Would that be included in
yes.
The
yes, that's definitely right in there because, you know, CCNSO was very clear on in terms of automation and service levels and all of that stuff in the context of the IANA functions contract. So the draft comment says specifically that the role of the establishing the requirements and specifications under which the IANA functions and root zone management functions are performed has to be in scope.
And Mathieu, just before Carolina, you speak, I just want to also clarify, we're not holding out on this document. It only, you know, Becky only put forward the rough draft Monday night, and with respect to it being a CCNSO Council-oriented first draft, with respect to the CCNSO Council, we want to make sure that they get to see it first, happy to share it as soon as that's happened. We're not holding out on a document. It's just, you know, I think we need to respect the council and let them see a document that was intended for them first, and then we'll most definitely share it with this group and beyond. But it definitely does.
Okay, good point, and I wasn't implying anything on hiding.
Yeah.
It's just I understand it's so many things going at the same time.
Right, and that is one of the reasons why just Becky and Keith and I tried to do something here, which was like, you know what, there are numerous concurrent requirements happening in very short order, so let's at least just get the ball rolling while we fill in the form of this in a more appropriate way also. And one of the first steps is around getting it to the council meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Carolina, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Baron. No, one of my comments was related with something that you've just sort of answered, and so we have to wait until tomorrow's call and let the council have a first look at the document. But we will, and since you mentioned that regional organizations, I mean, have this role in terms of regional conduits and getting into spaces that is sometimes more difficult for the broader global CCNSO community. We are having our GA on the 6th and 7th in Mexico, and I think that's okay. It's very close to the deadline, but I think it's a very legitimate space for us in the LAC region, and we would be using that opportunity to comment and provide input to the document. So I'm just letting you know that we will be sort of working on that, and I'll try to have my community as centered and focused as possible in the document, but time will be short, but I can guarantee that we will be providing input in that respect, but with a very short time frame.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
And the other question maybe is a bit too broad at this stage, but I've been seeing some comments on particularly, I think it was yesterday on the OneNet, and there was this idea of having a PDP from the CCNSO on this process. I mean, is this group thinking about starting a PDP around this issue?
So that has not been entertained one way or the other, and certainly Keith and Becky and I are not stepping down that track at all. Our only job was to try to keep this moving while we actually get a more robust process and group in place. That's it. And believe me, we were not talking about PDPs in any way, shape, or form, one way or the other.
Okay, but maybe, I mean, since that's in the air, I thought it was just like
mm-hmm.
interesting for you to know that someone's commenting that.
Right. I can also just share that, you know, and certainly for those of you who were in the joint CCNSO GNSO council meeting, which of course was open.
De persoon waarmee u belt heeft tijdelijk geen bereik. U kunt het zo daar.
Uh-oh.
Was that Carolina?
No, I'm here. I'm
still. You're still there? Okay.
We got a weird note from Rola.
I think it was Bart.
Okay.
Okay, that was Dutch.
Anyway, as I was just about to say, out of that, you remember there was some discussion because the initial cross-community working group seemed to be floundering and didn't really have a charter and was much challenged in where it was going. The joint GNSO, CCNSO council meeting, it was raised that there probably needed to be a narrower, more specific cross-community working group with a definitive, much more disciplined charter formed to input into the IANA transition issue. And those of you who know might know Mikey. I forget his last name. I'm just drawing a blank right. Mikey O'Connor, as a bit of a charter geek, had circulated something, which I know that's also taking some root. And one of the things that Becky and Keith and I had certainly have had some discussions about, no conclusions, not going anywhere, but one of the issues that we were talking about prior to ICANN putting out its proposal, but certainly subsequent to that, is the notion that there are folk, you know, arguably everybody in some sense at the end of the day is affected by the IN transition. But then there are those of us who are directly affected parties because we are the customers of IANA. And obviously CC operators would fit into that group, G operators would fit into that group, perhaps root operators would fit into that group. It would be a much smaller subset of folks who potentially have a role in coming together to speak directly and from a position of intimate knowledge about being a customer of IANA. So that is just in the spirit of sharing, you know, some of the things that I'm hearing. That's another space that may need to be occupied at some point. So there's a lot of things happening concurrently. I think the first thing we need to do is come to grips with a statement that the CCNSO Council and then hopefully others can support, which make clear some of the issues that are concerning people, including scope, as Mathieu raised, but is certainly within the document that Becky has crafted, the draft document that Becky has crafted. And I think before we think about too many pieces here and try to boil the ocean, we need to just step back to what do we need to do in the immediate term, which is ideally create a statement that can make plain some of these concerns. Think about what the working group structure and charter that the CCNSO is going to need to put in place will be, and I think this group is well positioned to at least think about what that looks like and some of the concerns and some of the scope of that. And then be aware of some of these other brewing entities that we may want to be a part of are. Which leaves us at this moment, not with a crystal clear path forward, but at least I think a better sense of the different channels or threads through which this issue is progressing that we may need to be or definitely want to be an active contributor or participant in.
Byron, this is Rulo. Good evening.
Oh, you made it.
We got
a funny message from you. Not funny, ha-ha, but odd funny.
Yeah, very funny. And I tried several numbers, but in the end I made it. Byron, while we are making or drawing a graph segment and discussing this matter, may I suggest that as a kind of an exception, because even I can spell it wrong on its website, can we actually call the thing the way it should be called and not talk about the IANA transition, but talk about the oversight of the IANA transition and the transition of the oversight over the IANA? Because those are two different things.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing is about the transition of the NTIA's role.
Yes.
Not about the transition of IANA.
Yeah.
Yes. And that...
literally everybody is talking about the IANA transition.
Yes, you make a good point, duly noted, and I'm sure we can make plain that sentiment within whatever statement we end up putting forward as a council, because I think my sense is you're absolutely right on that.
Okay, would be good. Thank you.
And like I say, we will share this broadly. We just want to respect that the council should see it first, since it was drafted for them initially. So that's the first step. Draft statement into the council, shared broadly. It will speak to some of these very, the issues that are being raised around scope and correct terminology, et cetera. And then the next step is creating a working group with an appropriate charter that can start to speak to this issue or start wrestling with the issue. And a little bit further down the road, although not very far, is where do we want to also participate? Because there are, I think, other streams brewing that we may want to make sure that we're a direct participant in. Not the least of which, of course, is ICANN's steering committee, which doesn't yet include us, which I think they are very remiss in.
Yeah.
And as part of our statement, I'm sure
It does include it on, sort of as participants from the SOAC, but not in the directly affected parties category.
Yes, and that's what I meant. And I think we also might want to be commenting on what directly affected parties are. The ICANN proposal includes affected parties as a short list, which include like ISOC. And to my mind, I think they perhaps. And ISOC should absolutely be very involved in whatever this process ends up looking like, but there's a directly affected parties piece, which are those of us who are actually customers and actually directly interfacing with IANA, and that's not, I think, effectively contemplated in what ICANN is proposing right now. Anyway, that's getting a little bit ahead of us. We need to take the steps that are immediately in front of us while being aware of, I think, the shortly following steps, and that's just what I wanted to try to communicate to this group, which still is formed to share information, which is what I'm trying to do. Are there any, respecting the fact that I delayed you all and being sensitive to time, it's now 7 or 8 minutes past the hour. This was really to be an exchange of information. Are there any other comments or input that people want to make, in particular as some of us head into a council meeting tomorrow?
Byron, Matthew speaking.
Yes, Matthew.
An exchange of information about India. Well, you all seen the outcome documents, probably the WikiLeaks version and then the official version.
Yes.
I mean, one difference that's been noted between those two versions was the fact that a sentence which was phrased about the functional separation for IANA between policy development and operations was in the first draft and not in the most recent version. So I expect it may be one of the discussions next week in Sao Paulo, and I would wanted to draw attention on this.
Oh. Thank you. Is there any feedback or input that you think would be appropriate to put into the council tomorrow?
I think, while Matthew is thinking about it, I think it might be a good idea to point, you know, to bring the proposed outcomes document to the attention of the council. I read the changes as sort of scaling back Netmundial's focus on the IANA transition, the stewardship transition. There's just now one paragraph, which I think is sort of a good thing in the sense that it suggests that the process that's underway will be the process by which the community thinks about this thing, rather than having a whole bunch of inputs in Brazil.
Okay. And I will make sure that the outcomes document is circulated to the council.
Byron, it's Don Hull.
Don, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if there's a plan for the CCs that are in Brazil to get together ahead of time, either virtually or physically, and whether there's a plan to make an intervention during the meeting to just remind people of the special nature of CCTLDs.
At this juncture, there isn't a coordinated statement being prepared. I know that ICANN is planning to make CC members aware of what's happening from their point of view, but at this point there is no coordinated CC statement being contemplated.
So this is the same ICANN that did not include CCs as direct stakeholders in their group?
Yes, that would it would be the same one, yes.
This is a very good point, Don. I think we should definitely try and at least get some informal get-together the day before if people have arrived. And probably try and see how we can promote the specific nature of CCTLDs within the open mic sessions. I'm definitely open to contribute on that. I'll be on the high level panel, but I can also do a few other things while we are there.
Is Gabby on this call?
No, Christina is here.
Christina. So I know Gabby was, or I think thought it was Gabby, was collecting the list of CC participants. Do you know if that list has been created?
Yes,
I know she listed it just by country code. She said, provided a list just of the country codes, but does she have a list of the people and an email address?
As far as I know, she has one, but this is just to inform the community of which CCTLD is attending, and we send out a reminder, I think, yesterday. So we do have a list with email addresses.
can we create a mail list of those who are going to be in attendance so that we can communicate with each other as a first step?
We could try, but that's going to be, that will probably take a lot of time. What we could do, what I suggest, is just copy it once. Say, once we got all the email addresses in one email and make the subject line Net Mundial, that you use that one with reply, etc. It's easier than creating a separate email list.
Okay. So can you ensure that that happens?
I'll check tomorrow with, or Friday with Gabi when we got the latest data.
Okay.
Otherwise, we can ask people to submit their email list or email address so we can create this list in this manner.
Okay. So we will do that. So as an initial step, we will be able to clearly communicate with each other at the very least.
Yeah.
Any other comments or feedback at this point? I see that Katrina has sent us all an email on CCTLD reachability from the conversation we had earlier on this call, and Peter has sent something about Nellie Crowe's statements, which are always interesting. I'm sure they'll be interesting.
Hey, Byron, this is Peter. The reason why I forwarded it is that it links into the discussion that Mathieu and Becky just raised on the separation of whether it should be functional or structural separation thing. She made some pretty strong statements, and I'm convinced that that will set the tone for that part of the debate in at Net Mundial. So that's why I forwarded it. Sorry, I should have given some background because it's a rather long email.
Okay, thank you.
You add on Peter. Nellie Crowe sent this email to the high-level notification committee as well. And I have to say, it's not often that I say that, but I tend to agree on much of what she's saying. I feel very comfortable saying that, but sometimes.
So you okay. Nellie Crowe's letter?
It's an opinion piece that she wrote, and it also includes a copy and paste from her most recent blog. The essence of the message is somewhere down where she talks about IANA globalization, yet another wrong use of terminology, but I think it's about 75% down in that email. It's the fourth point in her blog post, actually. It's the last paragraph where she takes a very clear position that there should not be artificial limitations in scope of discussions. And then with the globalization of ICANN, I think she will make the debate even more complex because that will weaken the political, or that will strengthen the political resistance in the U.S. If people keep on insisting to have both discussions go hand in hand.
The sort of politicization of this in the U.S. is a problem, although I actually think the best way to deal with the sort of silly political stuff is to really think hard about the piece, the provision that says that the U.S. won't accept an intergovernmental or multilateral governmental solution, because that's really what people are focused on, and I think that's fine. I'm a little worried, though, about Cruz's statements, because what she seems to be advocating is, you know, sort of the discussion of the transition of the NTIA role to all global fora, you know, and well, and I agree with the, there shouldn't be artificial constraints on what people can talk about, but, you know, the more it goes outside of the, you know, it's sort of, the more it goes outside into all kinds of different organizations, the less direct the voice of directly affected parties like registry operators is going to be.
I agree. Yep.
So, before we dive further into that debate, I'm just going to say for this call, the idea, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we had a, you know, exchange of information about what's happening right now as we head into Net Mundial, as we work towards the May 8th deadline, and as we see a number of potential working group, steering group entities starting to take shape in our community and broader, just to make, maybe it was just to make sure everybody had a sense of what was happening. I think that we have done that on this call. The council has a call tomorrow. I'll make sure that Becky's document goes out to everybody on this list subsequent to the call. And then we'll take it from there in terms of starting to finalize whatever that statement looks like, and encourage all of you to participate in that. So, unless there's any other comments or information that people want to exchange, I would suggest that the essence of this call, which is for the information exchange, has been completed for now. And hello?
Hi, this is Christina. Sorry, I just wanted to quickly ask the group whether for the future you want an Adobe room for these calls, or if it's, the bridge is sufficient.
I think an Adobe room would be very helpful, certainly from just making sure that people get heard and in a reasonable order. It would be very helpful if we could have that, so we can have the hands up sign, et cetera, and
okay,
use the chat function.
Yep, I'll set it up.
Thank you very much.
This is Bart. Do we have dates already for next call?
I don't believe we do, but my sense is we should have one subsequent to the week after the Net Mundial meeting.
Yeah. And
so basically in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then move on to London maybe every 2 weeks as the landscape is moving so fast.
That certainly makes sense to me if the group is amenable to that. So let's try to do it every other week.
Yeah.
And if we don't need it, we'll cancel it, but we'll put it in our calendars. And my sense is, given what's happening, the pace and the parallel nature of a number of these discussions, that it's probably worthwhile trying to make sure that we have this conversation every other week.
Yep. Okay, we start preparing it.
Okay. With that, I think we'll call this meeting to a close and to say thank you very much. See some of you in Brazil. And safe travels to those who are going to be there.
Safe travels. Best of luck.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Byron. Bye, everyone.